You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bird Show.
Hey, Crystal, Bauer Socks, ma'am.
Mama Socks.
You got, this is like the worst timed breakup ever. Ever. Mm. I didn't even know the story until Jeff told us before we had her on yesterday.
Of course, she was one of the runners up on, or she was the runner up on American Idol this season.
And she did an interview right after she was crowned runner up where she said, yeah, everything was cool until the morning of. I was having breakfast with my boyfriend. He dumped me.
Dude.
The morning of the performance show.
That's so good.
She didn't say a word about it during the performance show. She didn't say a word about it in the finale show. And it was an interview the morning after the finale show where she was like, yep, I got dumped.
So she talks to us about that. I tried to get her to admit that she did a better job than Lee did on the performance show, but she wouldn't budge on that. But it was so clearly obvious. But she's a sweetheart. Here's Crystal Bauer Socks, the American Idol runner-up.
The Peaceful Valley. Oh.
Hi, how are you?
Good, hey. How are you today?
Pretty
Mama
good.
Socks, you are on the Bert Show right now in Atlanta.
Awesome. Hi, Atlanta. Hi, Bert.
Hey, what's
There's
going down?
There's Jen, Melissa, and Wendy, too, right?
You got
all right,
in here,
all right.
Everybody's here.
That's cool.
Nice.
So does this feel sort of like the calm after the storm for you now, or is it just as hectic this week as it was last week?
You know, strangely, Wednesday night before the results was like, that was my calm. I don't know why, but that was my calm. And, you know, now I'm just really looking forward to the future and everything that holds.
Oh, we're not done with the past yet.
No.
We are not done with the past yet. Interesting rumor about the performance night.
Yeah, we heard the rumor. I think it was Jeff that actually told the rumor about you and your boyfriend breaking up.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude, that's crappy timing. That might be
it's okay. I mean, it wasn't like a bad breakup or anything. It was a mutual decision. You know, we're close friends, and he's been my steady rock through the whole thing. He's been amazing, and you know, it's just some things about the attention that he doesn't like, and I completely respect that. And, you know, we're going to be fine. We're still friends. We're talking all the time.
But could he have waited a day?
Yeah, I know. I told him the timing was bad, but I'm not mad. It's okay.
It's funny that the rock, like,
yeah.
The morning
Dude,
up,
really?
Man.
Right well, now?
You know, honestly, I mean, it was kind of, I mean, I wouldn't say it was perfect, because clearly it's better than, you know, if it didn't happen. But at the same time, I just channeled that right into the performance, and I feel like I did a good job.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, really did.
I know you're never, ever going to be able to say this, so just listen in for a second.
Okay.
You whooped his ass on performance night, man.
I know you won't hear it from my lips.
I know, and I know you can't say that, but it was so...
I can say anything I want, but I won't.
So you do not think that you really, like... had a much better night that night than he did?
You know, I don't think it's about that. I think Lee has worked really, really hard for this, and he deserves every minute of it, you know? Every performance I do, I just go out there and give it my all, and he does the same thing, you know? We have off nights, we have good nights and bad nights, but, you know, I'm really proud of him.
I think my favorite performance from the entire season of Idol is you with Alanis Morissette at that finale. That was unbelievable. Tell us how that felt.
That was a lot of fun. I met her before the show, and we didn't talk too much, but we showed up wearing the same thing. I thought it was hilarious. But we both had, like, knee-high black boots and black jeans and a little black jacket, and we're just like, hi. And then we sang, and that's really where we communicated. But she's great. She's been a hero of mine for a long time.
I want to know the exact moments that they announced that Lee won it. I mean, you're on stage there, and Ryan is doing that pregnant pause.
Yeah.
And then your name is not announced. Are you shocked? Are you immediately disappointed? What's going through your head?
No, because I don't know why, but earlier in the day, I just had a feeling, you know, I knew Lee was going to win, and I was fine with that. I mean, I feel like maybe my fans were let down, but at the same time, it's like, we're both going to have great successful careers, and as soon as Lee's name was called, I was just excited for him. I mean, I started clapping and crying for him. I really feel like I'm an empathetic person, and I could feel everything he was feeling. I looked up at the confetti, and it was just, it was my moment, too. I know it was focused on Lee, but I really felt like I had that moment as well.
Do you think somehow, some way that he's more marketable, like on a more like mainstream level, and that's why he won this thing?
I don't know if that's why he won, but I think, you know, definitely Lee, you know, he appeals to, you know, he appeals to older women, young women, and, you know, like, not just women, but he's a rock guy. You know, he is marketable. But it's not to say that I'm not.
Do you think that not winning American Idol is actually maybe taking some pressure off of you and is going to allow you to be more creative on your album and really create your own thing without as much pressure from the higher-ups?
Well, I mean, number one spot doesn't mean you have any less freedom. You know, so both of us are going to be able to do exactly what we want and put out an album that we're proud of.
We were lucky to be in the audience during that final performance for you and Lee. And I know that I'm curious about the song that you sang that would have been the release single had you won. And is that going to be released?
It is being released.
Fantastic.
Up to the Mountain will be released. And you can get it on iTunes and hopefully hear it on the radio.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
All three songs that you did. I told these guys when we were in L.A., the three songs that you did on performance night, the first one, you made me smile. The second one, you gave me goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
Those are much bigger than the goosebumps.
Don't make fun of my dyslexia. And on the third one, you just made me tear up. I mean, it was just fantastic.
Thank you very much.
And
that's the point of music, is to move you.
Is your song a cover song?
The single that's being released?
The single, yeah.
Yeah, that's a cover song. That's a Patty Griffin tune. I don't think she wrote it, but her version of it is my favorite.
Okay.
So now what happens here? Now you go into a studio and you write your own stuff. Do you have people writing songs for you? I just sort of feel like this is a machine that's almost like taking you over right now.
No. Nobody. I am untamable. ideally, I'd like to put out an album that is, you know, all my original material. But I'm open to working with co-writers and I've got access to the best people in the industry. I'm not gonna, you know, take that for granted.
I mean, you're still sort of, I think, earning quote unquote street cred in the music industry. So do you really have like final say what goes on your album, or do you have a whole bunch of people telling you what's going on the album?
I mean, no, we're all working together. I mean, it's a bunch of ideas that come together and, you know, I'm not going to release anything that I'm not proud of. So, you know, it's a collaborative thing. You know, I write songs, we'll use some of mine, you know, we'll do some co-writing, we'll do, it's going to be a process, but I'm really excited about, I think it's end of September, maybe end of the year, it'll be released and it'll be good.
Crystal, did you by chance get to see the viral video of the woman who says her life is over
because
you did not win American Idol?
Oh, I feel for her. I'm so sorry for her.
Lead away!
No! I told you. I had no idea that people were that, moved or upset by the results.
Pretty fascinating. Yeah, she is way into you.
Is this a girl that's going to get?
I was actually thinking about paying her a visit.
Yeah, I think
give her a hug. That lady needs a hug.
Apparently, you need to do it quickly. Apparently, very quickly.
Oh man, yeah, that's it's humorous, but at the same time, I feel for her.
It's a little scary. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
All right, Crystal. Thanks a lot for joining us. Good luck with all the success, and I'm sure we'll see you in Atlanta soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye
bye.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.